if the war breaks out, walk out or drive 55. I wish I had put some quote marks around the 55 because I think that metaphorically driving 55 is the way we can express our desire to make things not go as ordinary. That is to set up a clear message that this is a statement of civil disobedience that stays within the limits of the law. And yet we can find many, many ways to metaphorically drive 55 as long as this war is going on.
My sign says, weak minds wage war. And basically what I mean by that is that when you run out of creativity, when you run out of the means and the ways and the desire to try to negotiate something that you really want, negotiate from peace and negotiate from a level head, then the weakest minds go into war and fighting and into anger mode. And that's what we're seeing with this administration. They are not strong. They are very, very, very weak. And they are not fit to be leading our country. And I demand that we rise up and we ask for them to work on and operate from a higher level and on a higher mind.
Peace is more important than my paycheck. Well, the fact that we're just doing a protest on a weekday, you know, is symbolic of something. It means that people are willing to transgress the fact that, you know, they're supposed to be working, that they have commitments, and instead they're promoting for something that has a higher priority to them, more community priority.
The sign says Saddam is just an excuse because the United States was planning to attack Iraq for many years, but especially since 1997 when the Project for the New American Century circulated a paper saying that we needed Iraq for strategic reasons. It's actually all because we want a global empire and the Middle East is very important to us having global preeminence. Now, this paper was circulated among Cheney, Rumsfeld, all those people in the Bush administration, and it was long before 9/11. When 9/11 happened, that was their opportunity to put their plan into motion. And there are quotations from Rumsfeld that he wanted to attack Iraq immediately. Condoleezza Rice wanted to take advantage of the opportunity of 9/11. So we know that Saddam is just the propaganda face that they use.
To take off, the first casualty of war is truth, and I've got a list of casualties from Bush's war that we've already, the main bombing hasn't even started yet. Number one is truth. That's down the tubes. The American Bill of Rights went with Patriot Act 1. The U.S. Constitution went with the Congress's vote last October. Where are we at? The U.S. economy is in the toilet. United Nations has been trashed. NATO has been trashed. Education is going down fast. Healthcare is in terrible straits, especially in, L.A. and everywhere. And the environment, I shudder to think what's going to happen. The environment was my number one issue when this all started. And it's way down the list now. We've got to stop this war or we're not going to have anything left of the world. That's one of my favorites. Behind every bush, you'll find a terrorist.
Smart bombs don't justify dumb leaders. Well, that means Bush alleges that he has these smart weapons. But, you know, he's a dumb, dumb dude. And it doesn't matter how smart his weapon is, whoever's holding the trigger is dumb. Innocent people are going to die.